Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. And we are continuing with the brief explanation of the oft recited verses and chapters in the Quran. And we are still with the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where He says, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. And we are explaining this word أنعمت عليهم, and we are giving an example of who they are from another verse where Allah Azza wa Jalla says مع الذين أنعم عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. And today inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we are speaking about الشهداء, those who die as martyrs in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the martyrs, the brothers and sisters, those who die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have many rewards, especially the one who dies on the battlefield. The martyrs are of two types. There are martyrs of this world and the martyrs of the hereafter. Both of them are martyrs, but they both have different rulings. The martyrs of this world are those who die on the battlefield. They have different rulings. They, for example, are buried where they pass away. They are buried in their own clothing. They are not washed after they pass away. They are not preyed upon. There are many rulings that a person has if he dies as a martyr in this dunya. And then obviously he gets the reward in the hereafter. As for the martyrs of the hereafter only, these are the ones who die a death that brings about martyrdom. But in this dunya, all of the normal rulings like shrouding them, washing them, preying upon them, etc., exist. But as for the hereafter, they have the reward of the martyr. The ones who die on the battlefield and the ones who die a death other than that, both of them are considered martyrs. The ones who drown, the ones who die from a disease in the stomach, the ones who die from a building falling upon them, the ones who are killed oppressingly, etc. There are different types of martyrdom to the extent that some of the ulama said that anyone who dies a hard death, anyone who dies a hard death, where there's hardship in it and there's problems in it, that this person is considered a martyr. This person is considered a shaheed. And the examples that the Prophet ﷺ gave are examples. It's not that they're collective. He's not getting all of the different types, but rather he's giving examples, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, some people, they confuse this hadith or these examples, and they think anyone that dies, as long as you die, khalas, this is automatic shahada, and the person's a shaheed, and we say he's in Jannah, etc. There are conditions for a person to be accepted as a shaheed, whether he dies on the battlefield or he dies off the battlefield, in one of the examples that the Prophet ﷺ gave. Number one, that the person is a believer. So if a person is a disbeliever and he drowns, whilst it may be a hard death to face, except that that person is not considered a shaheed. Why? Because the first condition is that the person is a Muslim. Number two is that the person was patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person was patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if a person was drowning and then they were patient and they drowned whilst being patient with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a person who inshallah azza wa jal will get that shahada. But if a person was drowning and then they were angry with Allah and they said words which were not appropriate for the believer to say, or a person was under the building or under a collapsed wall and they said words which are not appropriate for a person to say, then this does not bring about the martyrdom. This does not bring about martyrdom. So a person needs to have iman and also needs to be patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person does so, then this person receives great rewards, immense rewards in the hereafter. As for the general aspect of martyrdom, we know that this is going to require a lot of patience, and patience is based upon knowledge, it's based upon understanding of the reality, it's based upon a person working and trying to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because as the hadith says, تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Know Allah Azza wa Jal in times of ease, and Allah will know you in times of hardship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in the Quran, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah Azza wa Jal, He makes firm those who believe. So a person doesn't know at the time of death how he will be, whether he's on the battlefield, how many people there'll be on the battlefield, and then the last second they change, they turn, they run away, which is a major sin. Or they're on the battlefield and they get injured and they turn to committing suicide, because they don't want to handle the pain. And this happened even at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Or a person will be in a sickness, as we mentioned, a person who has an illness in his stomach And he took himself to be a believer, but he was complacent. But then at the time of death, when that hardship came, he turned away. And he was angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he started to say things which were not appropriate from a believer, etc. So the matter of martyrdom is not a simple matter. It is not something that a person simply gets. Rather, it is something that requires effort. It is something that requires a person to be putting his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and him trying with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the best believer he can, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with it. Does a person need to be, again, on the battlefield only? No. Even if a person sincerely wants martyrdom, Allah Azza wa Jal can give it to him. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us, to the meaning that if a believer sincerely asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely and truthfully ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wants from Allah Azza wa Jal martyrdom, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless him with the status of the martyrs, even if he dies on his bed. Even if he dies on his bed. The key part here, that sincerity and that truthfulness. May Allah Azza wa Jal place the love of martyrdom in our hearts and allow us to live the lives of the righteous. Hadha wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.